state.
I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word, a lamp to my feet, a light into my path. His word will hide in my heart that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior's kingdom expands. One Savior, crucified, risen and coming again, with life and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good to be back in the house of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
All right. Do remember, not this Saturday, but next Saturday after, on the 15th. Okay.
15th.
That'll be the funeral for Joseph Smith. They'll be here at the church at 4 o'clock. Everybody in the church is welcome to come.
Okay. Can I know mom?
Yeah. And I'm going to say yeah for your mom. Okay. So just keep in mind for the Teresa Smith family and lost our Joe. All right. Caleb Morgan, Dean, Dale, Denise and Carol Love, Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Jordan Schrantz, Glass King, Children's Home in India, Betty Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie Dorothy, the Taggett family, Rusty Hale, Kimberly, Jeff Hall, Alan Duggar, Dallas Keegan, Saul, Carol Lyman, Brenda Nations, Sue Carswell, Alex Mace, Billy and Karen Fry, Jacob Banner, Willie Reinhart, Lynn Reed, Darius Moser, Juana, Bailey Smith, Shelby family, Leslie Fornell, Patsy Penley, Jordan Chapman, Craig Stillwell, Mike, Elaine, Missy Morgan, Allie, Amy Claude, Lisa Buff, Edward Kirkland, Jesse Sigman, Kim Sigman, Miss Brown, Richard Danny Black, Cindy and Rachel Hill, Pete, Miss Russell, Ken Jones, Miss Evans, Barbara, Shelley Carpenter, Bill McKinley, Randy Lohman, Sherry's dad's sister and son, Barry Brown, Scott, Karen McDaniel, Jeff, Dorothy Buff, Jeremy Jones and family, Frank and Luanian family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Megan Watson, Janice Hendricks, Kelly Pruitt, Henley, Brian Clark, Bill Gisby, Devin Pahe, Jeannie Walker, Judith, Morgan Little, Rosa Buff, Ray Wackery, Lucy Chapman, Ernie Buff, Jamie's husband and husband, Nick's family, Keith Phillips, and Jane Schwartz. Okay, got any thing that we took away or added to the list? Okay, anybody got anything on your heart tonight?
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me.
Amen.
Amen. Me too. I just want to thank the Lord for saving. Thank Him for so many blessings. Thank Him for the hours there with us, with me in His patient. I was feeling His presence. They kept me. Amen. Just pray for my family in Honduras. My brother just had it 83 years yesterday.
Wow.
My older brother. doing good.
Yes.
I just thank you, the Lord, for keeping him good. And I thank you for saving me. Thank you for letting me be able to.
Okay, as far as on that funeral, we're going to have dinner for the church, for the family afterward. So if you young ladies want to come help get things together. Now, I'm going to cater the food. I'm going to have it catered. Mm-hmm. So that way we don't, you know, it's just so much easier to do that. So.
Do you need what, desserts or?
Just basically
dishes?
Basically just kind of help set stuff out. That's what, you know, just help in the kitchen.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, just more the family don't have to, you know, worry about sitting dinner.
Right.
Yeah. You know, the church will take care of getting the stuff, and that way nobody don't have to worry about trying
so
to do that.
So just setting it out and serving it?
Well, they'll serve themselves because they'll be, you know, basically, we put it on the tables and they just line up and get it. But, you know,
okay.
We get the spoons out and fill the cups with ice and all that good stuff.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. I guess we'll all come and pray. Sing a few songs. My message won't be too long tonight, just 2 hours probably.
Yep.
Brother Randy, lead us off.
Lord God, we just thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you that you love us and care about us, Lord. We thank you that your eyes are always upon us, Lord. That you, Lord, you just want us to know you, Lord. You want to reveal yourself to us, Lord. You want us to see your power, Lord. You want us to trust you and believe you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. We pray you give us more faith, Lord, just to, Lord, to believe you, Lord, just to not let things bother us, Lord. Have a desire to tell people about you, Lord, and what you've done for us, Lord. That's what we can tell them. You saved us, Lord. You've been good to us, Lord. We thank you for that. And Lord, we just pray that you'd fill us with your love, Lord, that you'd help us to love people like you do, Lord. And Lord, if you could, I need that, Lord, to help you, Lord, to love. It's just hard to love sometimes, Lord, but we need you, Lord. You said without it, we're nothing. Lord, we just want to be the men and women you have us to be, Lord. We want to see people saved, Lord. We know it can't be wrong, Lord. This thing's going to be over with, Lord. It'll be over for them, Lord, and over for us to witness to people and tell them, Lord God, what you've done for us. And just pray you give us a greater desire to pray and draw near to you, Lord. And Lord, you fill us with your power. We need you, precious Holy Ghost, to lead us and guide us and to help us to be the men that you'd have us to be, to reveal Jesus to us, and Lord, just use us, Lord. We just pray that you bless the service tonight, Lord, and help the preacher and use him, Lord God, for your glory, be the pastor you'd have him to be, Lord, and help his family, Lord, and help all of us here, Lord God. I pray for those on the prayer list that you do as you see fit, Lord God. You know every need, Lord, and you're able to take care of it, Lord, in your time. Lord, we know that all things work together for good to them that love you, Lord, and help us just to accept your will, Lord God. Let us pray you bless us, Lord. Help our family members that are, Lord, out of church, Lord, to see that you're the most important thing in the world and all that matters, Lord, and what's done for you. Lord, we pray you'd save our lost loved ones, Lord, and we ask it in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen.
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 was free. Pardon, they were multiplied to me. There my burden soul and liberty. I Calvary. Oh, the true salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty God that God dispensed. Get 137. We'll mess this one up too, I'm sure.
Oh, we know this
one. No, you know this one. It's so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know the saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, all for grace to trust Him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood. Just a simple faith to plunge me neath the healing, cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, all for grace to trust Him more. Yes, it's sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, all for grace to trust Him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust Thee, precious Jesus, Savior. trust him, Lord.
Amen. I just want to thank the Lord for saving me. Thank you, the Lord, for loving me so much. For caring me every day. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory is in our way. What we do, His good will, He divides with us still, and we all always trust and obey. Trust and obey, for they know the way to be happy in Jesus, but I trust and obey. Not a shadow can raise, nor a cloud in the sky, by His smile will quickly drive away. Nor a dove, nor a fear, nor a sign, nor a tear, can abide while we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for they know the way to be happy in Jesus, but I trust and obey. No a burden we bear, no a sorrow we share, but our play, no a grief, nor a loss, nor a frown, nor a cry, but His blessed we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for they know the way to be happy. But I trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at His feet, or we'll walk by His side in the way. What He said we will do, where He sent we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for they know the way to be happy in Jesus, but I trust and obey. Jesus, keep me near the cross, the depression from there, free to all a healing stream from God be mountain. And soul shall find rest beyond thy river. Need the cross, O Lamb of God, breathe the same before me. Help me walk from day to day with the child
right here. Thank you for coming. My spending, you know. sometimes.
Love you.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's you. All right. Got one little old verse I'm going to read. It's in John, 3 John. Which chapter?
3 John.
1. Then they get 1.
Yeah.
Verse number 11.
John chapter 1, verse what?
11.
Verse 1.
11.
I mean, chapter 1, verse 11.
Okay.
I think you're by looking in your Bible and wrong John.
Not John?
You want 3 John. But that which is good, he that doeth good is of God. But he that doeth evil have not seen God. What can you read for this?
Lord, we just thank you once again for your word, Lord. We just pray that you bless it and honor it, that you move in our hearts, Lord, and open our hearts and eyes and our ears to hear and to see, Lord, and perceive what you have for us. Touch and preach in the morning and evening for your glory, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
All right. This is just going to be a short message tonight. It won't be too long. But it says, beloved, fall not that which is evil. Who do you think he's talking to here? The church. And you know, church, there's a lot of evil out there today that we could be following.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's all kinds of stuff on the left hand or right hand, behind you, in front of you. The devil's just got it strewed everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
All kinds of stuff to get your mind off from God.
Yeah.
To get your heart away from God. To get you on that track that will, you know, kind of pull you away from God.
Yep.
Now, God won't never leave or forsake us.
Amen.
But glory to God.
Amen.
We can pull away from Him.
Yes.
And, you know, I think this is, you know, John here is trying to tell us to love. Follow not that which is evil. But that which is good. Now, which I hate to say it, but bad things are tempting. Very much so. You know that, like I've told you before, this body, this flesh is weak. It draws to that old sour stuff.
Yeah.
And it don't do nothing, but it causes us to be rotten.
Yep.
It can cause us to be mean and spiteful. Mm-hmm. Yep. Even as Christians. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
But that he that doeth good is of God. Now, think about that just for a little bit. When I was a lost, hell-bound sinner, I did good things. Mm-hmm. I was good to people. I helped people. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I could just be just as plum sweet as a piece of candy.
Yep.
And that all goes back to prove the fact that good people don't go to heaven. Bad people don't go to heaven. I mean, it falls back, church. Saved people go to heaven. Lost people go to heaven. I'm going to tell you something. There is saved people. I mean, on their way to heaven. Right now. That has got wandering, stuck up, just plain old hateful. But they're going to heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes, folks, if we ain't careful, and this is what I want to bring to us tonight, if we're not careful, and if we don't stay snugged up close to God, the devil will have us, he'll have us laid off out there in left field somewhere, saved and going to heaven. And so mean that nobody wants to be around us.
Yep.
And I'm talking about the children of God. Folks, when we're reading our Bibles, when we're praying, going to church, all these things help us stay on the path that we need to stay on with the Lord.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you who the meanest man there is. And that is a man who's been called to preach. It's a man of God that has fallen from God's graces in the sense that he has did something and he is now back out there in the world living like hell. That's the meanest man you'll ever meet. Because that man is known. The power of God, the love of God, the grace of God, and walk away from God. I've known several preachers in my life that, I mean, they would stand up in a pulpit, on the radio, TV, and they would preach their hearts out. I mean, they would preach, and then something come along, and they messed up. And it just makes them sour.
Yeah.
Because they're not, you know, I'm not necessarily saying that they're mad at God. I think they're more mad at themselves because they hurt their relationship with the Lord and got too much pride to say, I'm sorry, and go back. Church, I want you to know something today. If you get in a place in your life where you have messed up, don't walk away from God. Walk to Him.
Amen.
He is a forgiving God, a loving God.
Amen.
And He knows, glory to God, that we're not perfect in any way. He knows that, you know, it's possible for us to fall because we're just human flesh. Mm-hmm. And He will forgive us of all that we have done. I mean, really and truly, He's already forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get sour on God.
Amen.
There's people that I've heard and know who a loved one has passed away, mostly their mate. And they're mad at God because they took their mate. They absolutely refuse to go to church. They quit church and they refuse to have anything whatsoever to do with God because God took their mate home. Folks, I'm going to tell you something here. We, each and every one of us Christians, we have got one agenda, and that's getting home. That is our destination. It's home.
Amen.
If Christy makes it there before me, or if I make it there before her, I'm going to be glad for her.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to miss her? Yes, most definitely. Trust me. You're probably going to be picking me up out of a corner and be sitting there rubbing my fingers across my lips. Because, you know, I do depend on her so much. And I love her so much. But, you know, if I go first, I know it's going to be hard on her. But think about it. Folks, we're home.
Yeah.
They're home.
Amen.
They've made it.
Amen.
You know, Paul said, see if I can get it close to right. You know, I run a good race.
Mm-hmm.
I fought the fight. They've run their race.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And why get mad at God because someone has went to heaven? I mean, we ought to be rejoicing over that fact.
Amen.
That they don't have to go through another sorry day down here in this evil world.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is going to sound mean, but it's the truth. My daddy was so sick the acid reflux had eaten away his whole throat just about on the inside. Sugar out of control, heart wasn't half working, and I was happy when he died because I knew he was saved and I know he was in a better place. He wasn't having to deal with that junk no more.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something. When we got a loved one that is sick with, you know, something like that, cancer or something, it's better for them to go on and be with the Lord than it is to sit here and suffer. But I'm going to tell you something, though. Say you got a loved one that's lost and they got cancer. They're better off with the cancer.
Amen.
is a whole lot more merciful.
Amen.
Than where they're going. Amen.
Amen.
It's kind of hard to think about, ain't it? Mm-hmm. But you know, getting back here to the good and evil, you know, he that doeth good is of God. We're talking about saved people. It's a good thing to be saved.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. But he that doeth evil have not seen God. Now, I like what he said here, have not seen God. In other words, he that does evil don't know God. He don't trust God. He don't have any faith in God. So all he knows is evil. How many of you in here today, and I'm including myself, has been that person?
Oh, yeah.
We all have. Mm-hmm. We lived in darkness and didn't realize we were in darkness.
Yep. Yeah.
Until the Holy Ghost of God gave us a glimpse of the light.
Amen.
The truth. Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad to know that, you know, I have it in my heart because the Lord Jesus Christ saved me.
Amen.
Because the Holy Ghost of God lives within me.
Amen.
I have it in me to want to do good.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't want to do bad. I don't want to hurt people. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do people wrong. Because I have that love of God within me. Mm-hmm. And that love is teaching me to love, not to hate.
Yeah.
Not to do bad to people, but to do good.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, when you know that there's something wrong, that they're sick or something, to hold them up to the Lord in prayer. Instead of kicking them when they're down. And you know, that guy goes, you know, too, with church members or Christians in a whole, you know, we see someone that is a Christian and they're down. We're not supposed to go over and lift them up. Hold them up to the Lord and pray for them.
Amen.
In the times we live, most people want to kick them while they're down. You just stay down there and let me walk on you. That's evil. That's come from somebody that... Do they know the Lord? Do they have that love in their heart? Do they have compassion for people? Let's look at ourselves. I hope that, you know, and I pray that everything that I do is to help someone and be there for them, to love them, and to, you know, do for them, to hold them up in their time of need. Church, we need to ask ourselves tonight, do we have that in our heart? To want to be a blessing. You know, Preacher Billy Mace, that is my pastor. That's the man who ordained me. He's got this saying, if you want a blessing, be a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
If you want a blessing, church, be a blessing. Do good to those, even when they do evil to you. You still do good to them. It all boils down to the old saying, two wrongs don't make a right. It don't. to tell you something. When you take and shine a light into darkness, it gives, you know, you turn all the lights out and turn a flashlight on in here, you know, it's not going to completely light this whole building, but it's going to give light. Now I want you to think about this. You got someone who is doing evil to you. They're trying to bring their darkness into your light. But if you take your light and shine it into their darkness is slowly diminishing. They're going to see that light. They're going to see your good. And that could be all it takes to sow that seed for that person. To open their eyes to the light. Open their eyes to the goodness that God used. And the forgiveness. I mean, if they can see your forgiveness, then it might bring enough of light for them to see God's forgiveness. Amen? Alright, that's all I got tonight. See if I got anything on their heart. Okay, get on. Oh, Heavenly Gracious Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, for these words. We pray, God, that these words will fall on the hearts of those folks out there that might be trying to straddle the fence between good and bad. Lord, I pray, God, that the good overwhelms and takes over the bad. That God, that these folks might see that they can do better with good than they can do with bad. And Lord, we just pray, God, that you just continue to bless this church, the folks that are watching, that each and every one of them will get a blessing. In Jesus' name, we do humbly pray. Amen.
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 All right. See you Wednesday.
See you Wednesday, I mean.
See, Wednesday.
Yes, sir. He said Special Olympics.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah, I forgot about that. It's like what, every
other Saturday.
Give me a second. In China.
A little more round.
I'm going to China where